We're going to learn Daf Yud Dalid Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding on the bottom of Yud Dalid Amud Alf, two lines from the bottom of the page. Tanu Rabbanan, we're in the middle of discussing when the Rosh Hashanah Li Ilonos is. Machlokes Beisham Beisilil in our Mishnah, whether it's Echad Beshvat or Tu Beshvat. So now the Gemara tells us a Braisa. Maisab Rabbi Akiva Shalikate Esrog Be'echad Beshvat. One time Rabbi Akiva took a fruit, picked an Esrog fruit on the first day of Shvat, of the third year of the Shemitah cycle, so which according to Beis Shammai is already the third year because it's already past the Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos, but according to Beis Hillel it's still the second year, so it's still a Maaser Sheni year. Remember we discussed that the third year you would give Maaser Ani instead of Maaser Sheni, so this became a he picked right in between the Rosh Hashanah for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, so it's controversial whether it's a Maaser, whether you should take Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani from this produce. V'nohag bo shnei isurin. He was machmir for both opinions. He treated it like Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. He took both Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani from it. Echad kidivrei Beis Shammai. He took Maaser Ani from it like Beis Shammai, assuming it was the third year. Ve'echad kidivrei Beis Hillel. Maaser Sheni, assuming like Beis Hillel that Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah and he had not yet reached Tu B'Shvat, so it's still the second year. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, Lo minak Beis Shammai Beis Hillel nagba. The reason he did this was not to satisfy the opinions of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Elaminak Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer nagba. It's because he wasn't sure whether to pass like Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lazar in the following machlokas. Ditnan Esrog Shavalilan Bishlosh Drachim Eliark Bederech Echod. An Esrog has similar characteristics and halachos to a tree in three ways and to a vegetable in one way. Shavalilan Bishlosh Drachim, it's similar to a tree in three ways. La'orla, in terms of the fact that an Esrog is subject to Orla, Ula Revai, and it's subject to what we call Revai, which is the fruits of the fourth year, become like Maaser Sheni, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, Ula Shvius, and that it has Kedusha Shvius, like a fruit, Uli Yerek B'derech Echad, but it's like a vegetable in only one way, and that is Shabashas Lekitaso Isuro, that you determine the year of the Esrog, not based on when it started to sprout, when it started to grow, you determine the year of the Esrog, based on when you actually picked it. Divrei Rabban Gamliel. That is the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. So, because Rabban Gamliel learned, that we learned from Goren V'Yekev, that only peiros that grow on Mei Geshamim, do we follow one-third of the growth, or the Chanata. But Yerakos, which grow by watering them, have to go by the Lakita. An Esrog also has to be watered, and therefore it makes sense that the Esrog should follow the Lakita, like a vegetable. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esrog Shavali Ilan the Kol Davar. An Esrog is a fruit from a tree, and it has the halachic status of a fruit from a tree for everything, even in determining the year of its maestros. So therefore, it turns out that if you pick an Esrog on Echad B'Shvat, the Chanata must have been before Shvat. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's considered from the previous year, because we look at the Chanata. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's considered from this year, because we don't look at the Chanata, we look at the Lakita. That's why he was trying to satisfy both opinions. It's those two opinions, not the opinions of when Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos is. He assumes, like Beis Shammai, that Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos is definitely Echad B'Shvat. The question is, do we look at when the Chanata happened, or do we look at when the Lakita happened? So either way, says the Gemara, Umi Avdin Ketrei Chumri, are you allowed to be Machmir, like two different Shitos that disagree with each other? Vatanya, didn't we learn a Braisa, La'olam Alacha Kedivri Beis Hillel, that generally speaking, we always paskin like the Beis Hillel, because a Baskal once came out from heaven and told us that the Alacha is like Beis Hillel, V'arot Zalassos Kedivri Beis Shammai Oseh, but if someone wants to follow the Beis Shammai, they're entitled to do so. Kedivri Beis Hillel Oseh, if someone wants to follow the Sheet of the Beis Hillel, they're entitled to do so, that's fine. But Mekule Beis Shammai, Umekule Beis Hillel, if someone wants to follow the leniencies of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Rasha, such a person is living a contradictory life, and he's a Rasha. Mechumre Beis Shammai, Mechumre Beis Hillel, Allah v'kazv amur v'aksil b'chol shecholich. If he wants to follow the chumas of everybody, well, then he's just a fool, because he doesn't realize that he has what to rely on, and that he should take a shita and follow it. So, Ela'i ki Beis Shammai b'kulein u'b'chumrehen. If you want to follow Beis Shammai, follow their leniencies and their stringencies. Ikeve Silel, Bikulayan Uvichumrayan. If you want to follow Beis Silel, follow it all the way through, the kulas and the chumras. Rabbi Akiva Gamrei is stopping place. Rabbi Akiva definitely must have passed like Beis Hillel. It must be that he just wasn't sure. The lo yada I Beis Hillel bechad b'shvad amru b'chamisha b'shvad amru. He wasn't sure what Beis Hillel actually held. Meaning, in our version of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel holds two b'shvad as Rosh Hashanah l'ilanos. Rabbi Akiva and Beis Shammai holds echad b'shvad. Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure if that's accurate. It could be that that the shitos are reversed. That Beis Hillel really holds echad b'shvad and Beis Shammai holds two b'shvad. So Rabbi Akiva always wanted to do but like Beis Hillel. But he wasn't sure what Beis Hillel really held. So he wasn't just keeping two chumras. So the first main point is, when Rabbi Akiva picked an esrog after Echad Bishvat, but before two Bishvat, he was knowing both Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. Two explanations why, either to satisfy Beis Shammai Beis and Beis Hillel, or to satisfy, who was it, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Gamliel, was it? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Gamliel about whether you follow Chanat or Lakita by an Esrog. Or he knew to Paskin like Beis Hillel. He knew to Paskin like Beis Hillel, but wasn't sure what Beis Hillel held. He was being Machmir Misafik in terms of what Beis Hillel actually held. Good, so now the Gemara goes back to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo minig b'sham b'Beis Hillel nachba, el minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar nachba. It wasn't the minig b'sham b'Beis Hillel that Rabbi Akiva was trying to satisfy, but rather it was the shitos of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Why? The echad b'shvat, the Gemara says, if he picked the esrog and echad b'shvat, and there, that's why he took two maestros, so k'b'sham nachba. That means that he assumed, like the Beis Shammai, that Echad B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah, which is a little bit strange, because if you follow the Beis Hillel, it's definitely not yet Rosh Hashanah. Whether you go Basar Chanata or Basar Lakita, you're still in last year if you follow the Beis Hillel. So why would you follow the Beis Shammai? We always pass on like Beis Hillel. Amr Reb Chaim Vitem Reb Chananya, Hacha Be'esrog Shechantu Peiros of Kodem Chamisha Asar Di'idach Shvat Askinan. We're talking about this esrog that he picked. The Chanata happened before last year's Tu B'Shvat. So, you know, we said that he happened to have picked it on Echad B'Shvat this year. It's irrelevant that he picked it on Echad B'Shvat, because Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. The point is, he could have picked it in Teves. He could have picked it 2 months ago in Cheshvan. Kislev doesn't make a difference. The point is that the Chanata happened before last year's Tu B'Shvat, and the Lakita's happening after last year's Tu B'Shvat. And that's what creates this friction in terms of which Meiser he should follow. Really, he could have mentioned that he picked it way earlier, but it just happened to be that the fact is that he picked it on Echad B'Shvat. Another way to be matari, it's the kasha, says Gemara, Ravina Amar, Kroch V'Tani. We should mention Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, all as one big statement. Lo Echad B'Shvat Haya, Ela Chamisha Asu B'Shvat Haya. V'lo Minig V'Sham V'Sil Nagba, Ela Minig V'Gamli Av Rabbi Lazar Nagba. It's not just that we're changing Rabbi Akiva's logic from trying to satisfy Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel to trying to satisfy Rabbi Lazar and Gamliel. We're changing two things. We're changing that he's trying to satisfy both Rabbi Elazar and Gamliel, and we're also changing the date that it occurred, and we're saying it happened on Tu B'Shvat. So two explanations why Rabbi Akiva would assume like the Beis Shammai in trying to satisfy both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Explanation number one is he was assuming like the Beis Hillel, and the Chanata really happened before last Tu B'Shvat. Explanation number two is that we got the story wrong. He actually picked it on Tu B'Shvat. Amar Rabba Barafuna, Hashad Amar Rabbi Gamliel Esrog Achal Kitasu Yisuro Kiyarek. Once Rabbi Gamliel tells us that an Esrog is like a vegetable in terms of you decide its year. Its year is determined based on when you pick it. Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei. So therefore the Rosh Hashanah for an Esrog should be Tishrei, like vegetables. Meisvei Rabbi Shimon Elazar Amar Liket Esrog Erev Chamisha Asur B'Shvat Ad Shalo Tava Shemesh. That Rabbi Shimon Elazar says if a person picks an Esrog on Erev Tu B'Shvat before Shkia, V'chazav Liket Mitzvah Tava Shemesh, and then he picks some more sorghum from the same tree after Shkia. Ein tom remas mizal zeh. He can't take Trumas Maisos from the stuff that he picked before Shkia to the stuff he picked after Shkia. You're not allowed to take Trumas Maisos from old stuff on new stuff, or from new stuff on old stuff. Shlishis nechneses l'revias, shlishis meiser rishon meiser ani, u'revias meiser rishon meiser sheni. And if it was on the borderline of the third and fourth year, so then the stuff that he picked before Shkia is going to have third year halachos, and the stuff that he picked after Shkia is going to have fourth year halachos. So the Gemara says, even though Nesrog has a din of a Yarek, apparently we're assuming over here that it's Rosh Hashanah, it's still Tu B'Shvat. So Man Shamalei Dasol Basol Lakita, Ram Gamliel, the Katani Shavat, who's the one that says you follow Lakita? It's the same Ram Gamliel, and yet the Braisa says that the Rosh Hashanah is Shavat. So even though you follow Lakita like a Yarek, it doesn't have a Rosh Hashanah like a Yarek. Ela I Itmar Hachi Itmar. Rather, if you want to say Rabbi Barafuna, you say like this: Amra Barafuna, Afal Gavdam Ram Gamliel Esrogar Lakita Kiyarek Rosh Hashanah Shalosh Shavat. Even though Rabbi Gamliel says an esrog follows lakita like a vegetable, still its Rosh Hashanah is Shavat. So let's make a main point. There's a machlokas whether esrog has a din of a vegetable, or in terms of going with lakita, or a din of a fruit in terms of going with chanata. But even if it's like a vegetable that you go with lakita, its Rosh Hashanah is still in Shavat and not in Tishrei. Okay, Bezras Hashem, we will pick up from there tomorrow from Maishna Hasam Tekatani on the fifth line of the page.